This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. We come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It's a Target Demo Friday, everybody. So hit us up on Facebook. You'll see the meme there, the thread there. Also on Twitter, DA on CBS, and let me know where you're at, how you're listening, and what you're doing. And I'll read them coming up here in about 37 minutes from now. We also have our toll-free line open. You want to weigh in on last night's Red Sox win, closing out the Astros in the ALCS at 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all. Geico.com. We've got Mraz's Up the Gut picks coming up here in just a couple of minutes, about 17 minutes from now, plus his always undefeated football food of the week. Huge Freeze did win a game last night, so he is 1-for-1 on his three-pack this weekend, meaning that he is now within a half game of Mraz in the standings. As you know by now, in the Battle of the Bulge, there's a lot on the line. Should Mraz win, Robbie is no longer allowed in these airwaves on this show ever again. He is barred for life from the mothership. However, if Robbie ends up defeating Mraz, there's a 5-episode arc. Mraz will be locked in a room with Robbie to tape 5 episodes of PTI, Pardon the Indigestion, a debate-style program which includes both sports takes and food takes. That will debut Super Bowl week if Robbie wins. That'll be episode number 1 of a 5-episode arc here on the DA show. So Mraz will give us his football, his NFL 3-pack coming up here in a couple of minutes. Last night, the Red Sox surviving and really did so without really breaking much of a sweat. I think that the Astros largely had their spirits broken after that game 4 win. Down 3-1, it would have taken a Herculean effort to come back from 3-1. Astros didn't have it, and they could not solve David Price. And for David Price, who has been the whipping boy of all whipping boys in Boston and nationally for all of his failed postseason outings and all of his underwhelming starts when it mattered most, Price was great last night. And how can you figure an Astros team that won 101 games, had 3 home games, the defending World Series champions, have a vulnerable starting pitcher whose brain and arm have seemingly been all over the place, and yet they can't cobble together a couple of runs? Every time I hear David Price, I'm uninspired.
Oh, shucks, I just went out there and I had to pitch. Well, I'm just trying to do my job. I'm Eeyore of the Boston Red Sox. Everybody hates me. I hate Dennis Eckersley. Oh, well. I like to play video games, like to play Fortnite. My thumb is kind of sore from it, but who cares? I guess I'll go out there and try to pitch for the Red Sox.
He just feels like a total dumpy, down in the dumps, depressed kind of doldrums guy. And then he goes out there in a crucial spot to end the defending World Series champions on road turf and silences everybody.
Oh, well, I always knew I had what it takes. I didn't doubt my own ability. I guess other people did. That's okay. I know my teammates. I know they supported me.
How'd that happen? And more than that, think about how the Red Sox have gotten to four World Series since 2004. In 04, it was trying to break the curse, 86-year drought, and so was Curt Schilling and Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz and Pedro and bringing in Doug Minkiewicz and the big Nomar trade. That feels like forever ago. Derek Lowe. 2007, only 3 years later, they had Euclid in a big spot. Pedroia was a star. Buchholz was a star. Lester was a star. New team. Then 2013 happened 6 years later, and this is the Johnny Gomes, Shane Victorino, John Farrell team. In 07, Dice K was one of their starting pitchers and a crucial part. In 2007, Dice K was out of the league for like 6 years. And now, 5 years after that, it's Bradley. I would take Bradley. It's Benintendi. It's Betts. It's David Price and Chris Sale and Rick Porcello. These are all different teams. New manager Alex Cora. New general manager Dave Dombrowski. I mean, I had to laugh when I saw TBS continually put up and mention the stat. This is the Red Sox first appearance of the World Series since 2013. 2013 is only 5 years ago, guys. Like it was a huge drought. The most amazing thing is that the Red Sox have the same brand, the same uniform, the same logo, and yet everything else changes and they just figure out more ways to go to the World Series. Boy, is there some karma in Boston from a sports standpoint. They can't lose. They can't lose. Guys, I hate to bring this up to everybody who hates Boston, but they could win four championships this year. The Red Sox are four wins away and will be heavy favorites. The Patriots obviously aren't dead until they're dead. They're going to be in the AFC Championship game or the AFC playoffs at least. The Celtics are likely going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. If they're not, it'd be a shocker, and probably the NBA Finals. And the Bruins are one of the best teams of the East. Everything comes up Boston. Meantime, in college hoops, you have this story that broke yesterday that now the G League is going to offer select high-level high school players a chance to play 1 year in the G League professionally for $125,000 and then be entered into the NBA draft. And this is, to me, an enormous sea change in college basketball. This is one of the real ways college basketball now changes. Because if you've got a high school kid who doesn't want to play school, doesn't want to play student, doesn't want to play that whole facade of having to go to class and get certain grades and be eligible, or have a college coach trying to grind on him, instead he can take $125,000 for 1 year, play professionally, earn a paycheck that's a good salary, and then enter the NBA draft. This is not, you've got to go to China where nobody speaks your language. This isn't going to Greece or Italy. This is you get paid and you get to stay stateside. And how about this? You get to have an agent and endorsements. So think about this, guys. This will be instituted starting next year. And a kid like Zion Williamson, perhaps he is entranced by playing at Cameron Indoor. Perhaps he's looking around saying, I want to play the Dean Dome. I want to be on ESPN. I want to be on CBS. I want to play in the NCAA tournament. I want to be part of March Madness. I want to cut down the nets. I want to be part of the college basketball experience. The campus is nice. It's in my mind playing for a team like Duke and playing for Coach K. And you know what? I want to be part of that. Perhaps he does that anyway. But perhaps Zion Williamson a year from now would have said, I've got a million Instagram followers. My mixtapes have millions of views. Gatorade or Adidas, Powerade, Under Armour, vitamin water. Maybe with all my followers, with how exciting I am, I can have all those endorsements and I make $125,000 salary and I'm already in the NBA system so I can have an agent. I have those training facilities. I have access to professional basketball. I'll take that because I'm worth more than $125 and I'm not getting paid at Duke, so says Coach K. And I get endorsements. I get to make money off of my brand. Zion Williamson a year from now might have said yes to that. And then suddenly G League games are interesting. See, the problem with the G League is there are a bunch of teams we've never heard of with a bunch of players we've never heard of. But if you start grabbing the best high school prospects, the guy that would normally go one and done, suddenly the G League becomes kind of interesting, and that helps out the NBA because A, better television deal, better exposure, more attendance, better value for those franchises in the G League. Number two, more importantly, I think for them, they get to scout players against professional competition. It might not sound glorious, but Zion Williamson playing for the Des Moines Red Ants actually give them some type of ability to say, okay, here's how he performed against adults. This is how he did against 30-year-olds or 26-year-olds. This is how he did with that schedule in this system, with this organization, with this assistant coach that we have said is the assistant coach there. We have hired. He's within this structure. We can scout him against that instead of trying to guess because he's playing college or before that playing high school. It worked for them in a lot of ways. And this is only the start because if they get a valuable commodity like a Zion Williamson, that starts enhancing the value of the G League. And then they can start offering more money to one-year kids in the G League. And then it starts filtering out all of the stars from college basketball. And you want to know what? This is college basketball's fault because they have fought every step of the way that their athletes are worth anything more than the scholarship itself. And this is, I always run into this resistance from people that don't want to see college athletics changed. Well, I would love to go to college for free. I would love to have no student debt. So would I. I would have loved to have a free education. I didn't. I had to get financial aid. I had to pay loans. My parents had to make those checks and make that money to pay out, and it was difficult at times, and it was a stress on the family. And so I understand why there's a value there. However, my education doesn't equal Zion Williamson's education in terms of value. Yeah, they might bet on me that maybe DA becomes a broadcaster and then he's popular and he makes good money and he comes and he gives back. And maybe he donates to the campus. Maybe he donates to the Newhouse School. Maybe he donates to these classrooms. Maybe he donates his time. They can bet on that 30 years down the road. But if they bet on Zion Williamson with the same exact financial commitment, the cost of school, they're making money on him. People are coming to see him. The TV contract's worth millions. They get parking and concessions and attendance. And people give money to the school because their basketball program is good because Zion Williamson is there and he's good. Their investment in his education is not equal to their investment in my education because financially they get far more back from him, which is why college basketball and liars like Coach K say, well, this is not really what happens across college basketball. It's only a blip. What's happening with the FBI and us on trial doesn't really happen. No, it's happening. You just want to keep lying to keep your spot in this gravy train. It's happening. And because nobody in college basketball wants to admit that these players are worth more than just that education financially, because they're worth more than that, on the black market, they get more than that. So here's $90,000 from Adidas, or $100,000 from Nike, or here's a condo for Reggie Bush, or here's a house for a family, or here's a job or a car, and here's the school helping organize that money through the right channels, and so that there's no paper trail. The value of these players have always been more than the education. Always. Except college athletics keeps telling us it's not. And so now, here's a real-life financial option. Is an education, which is worth good money, equal to $125,000 cash in your pocket? That's an option. You could say, well, DA, wouldn't you rather play in the ACC or the Big Ten or the Pac-12 and play in front of packed houses on national TV instead of playing for the Des Moines Red Ants? You might. Yeah, and there's a value there. Wouldn't you rather be on campus and be a college kid? Sure, you might. I love being a college kid. I wish I could go back and be a college kid. But here's a real-life decision now for kids. Sure, you can have all those things. You can fly in nice planes and be in nice facilities and play in packed houses on national TV with Dick Vitale. Oh, my God, baby, oh, diaper dandy. Have all those things. Or you can get $125,000 cash and ride buses. Now you got a choice. So what is that value of that education? What is the value of that college experience? Does it equal that financial number? I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great. Let's see what that value of that 1 year in that school really is that the NCAA has been telling us have been so valuable for so long. It's all I've been told. So valuable. Okay. Let's see how valuable. Is it even $125,000 worth? When we come back here on the show, Mraz goes, the gun. He makes his NFL picks and his football food of the week. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Too much fun with audio.
Start spreading the freeze.
Mm-hmm. Runaway train, never look back.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
24 minutes past the hour here on a Target Demo Friday. As I've reminded you before, we always love to hear where our listeners are and what they're doing as they listen to the show. So hit me up here on the show via Twitter or Facebook and let me know where you're at, how you're listening, and what you're doing. And I'll read those coming up here later on in the show, really about 20 minutes from now or so. Target Demo Friday on both Twitter and Facebook. Twitter, DA on CBS. On Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. So coming into this week, Mraz had a 1.5-game lead over Huge Freeze in the Battle of the Bulge. Huge is picking college football picks, three of them each and every week. Mraz is picking three NFL picks. Mraz got a push last week in the Dolphins and the Bears game. And so that ended up being a draw, little push there. So it's a 1.5-game lead coming into this week. Robbie won a game last night in college football. He's 1-for-1, which means that right now he's only a half game back of Mraz with two picks to go tomorrow. But Mraz has two games in hand.
Right. Robbie. He's tied me in wins, but I got three games to pick from here.
So the drama continues to build, and it's now time for Mraz's up the gut picks.
Puffiness with football. Mraz gives you his NFL picks every week. It's up the gut, only on the DA show.
So now they're your Dolphins. Now that the Giants season is over, despite you traveling to Atlanta to watch the Giants and the Falcons on Monday night, You have adopted formally the Dolphins and Brock Osweiler as your starting quarterback.
My Phenos, my Brocktober. We got to take advantage.
And so we begin with the Dolphins and the Lions. The Dolphins are getting 3 points against the Lions. Mraz believes in Brock Osweiler. I want my baby Brock, baby Brock, baby Brock picks. And you're taking the Dolphins, getting the 3 here.
Yes, sorry, I thought I hit the cough button there. But yes, have to take the Dolphins, getting 3. This goes back to what I said last week. Always, always look at when the Dolphins are home playing an early start time and a team is traveling in. The great Bart Scott tells you that team flies in, they hit the strip clubs, do whatever they can before team meetings, and they go right back out. They secretly have the best home field advantage in football, and oftentimes teams you expect to win there when the games are early do not win there.
And it's always really hot late in the season. It's going to be 90 degrees, it looks like,
yes,
on Sunday.
You think Matt Patricia, with the pencil in his ear, is going to have his Lions, who aren't that good to begin with, who can't run the ball to begin with, to be focused and ready to play that game in heat after doing who knows what on South Beach the night before? Not a chance. And the storyline's going to be there. Brocktober survives. Dolphins move to 2-0 under Osweiler. Do we have a quarterback controversy? I'm getting 3 points to boot. They're not even the favorites. Give me Miami getting 3. This is a layup. I even consider it for the knockout pools this week.
It's a sneaky good pick for the knockout pools, but you have to trust in baby Brock Osweiler 2 weeks in a row.
A lot of it's an anti-Lions pick, though, as well. You have to think of it that way. Lions on the road in the heat. No thanks.
Patriots and Bears. This one is in Chicago. The Patriots are 0-2 on the road this season. Both of their losses have come away from Gillette Stadium. Patriots are favored by 3 points, and you're still taking the Patriots laying the 3.
Yeah, to me, I think one of the biggest farces in the NFL this year has been the belief in the Bears, because the Bears sit on top of the NFC North, and because of how great Khalil Mack is and the way John Gruden unloaded him, and Mack's played great, and don't get me wrong, Chicago's defense has taken off. The Bears still aren't a great football team. Mitchell Trubisky is still looking like a rookie in his second year. They're not making enough plays, and I know New England's defense is suspect. You saw what Mahomes did to them. Is Mitchell Trubisky going to be able to hang 30 on the Patriots at home Sunday? I highly doubt that. And will Brady get hit a little bit in this game? Sure, but would it shock you at all if we see one of those ridiculous roughing the passers with a Khalil Mack to hit Tom Brady in this game? It wouldn't shock me. 3 points is not that big a number. These are the Patriots. They are the Bears. Let's not overthink this thing. New England on the road laying 3.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. Trubisky against Belichick seemed like a real mismatch. And you're right. They're absolutely going to flag Khalil Mack or one of the other Bears for landing on top of Brady. And if they don't, those Bears players are going to let go like the Chiefs did in some important situation. So I'll take Brady against the Bears as well. And then finally, you're picking your Monday night game. Giants and Falcons, Monday night. Where would you rather be?
Game of the week, as far as I'm concerned. How do you not pick it if you're going, right?
That's true. I wish you had seats right behind Booger McFarland's movable chair.
That would be the icing on this whole trip, right? Just wouldn't be able to see anything. Just looking at Booger the whole time, sliding back and forth.
But you're up in the upper deck?
Yeah, I am where, like, I can afford to sit. So I'm in a corner end zone,
okay,
upper tank. Probably watching whatever that ridiculous screen is they have that goes in a circular motion more than what's going on at the field.
They had the roof open not long ago. I wonder if they would open up the roof for a nice, beautiful fall night.
I would take a roof open. I absolutely would. Sneaky big part of this game, Chick-fil-A open because it is a Monday night.
That's huge for you.
And because we're chasing this since Boise where the Chick-fil-A ran out of chicken, how do I not make a move on Chick-fil-A in Atlanta and redeem both of us for me, D.A.?
That's a good point. When we were in Boise, they have a Chick-fil-A in the stadium. They ran out of chicken at the end of the first half. We were devastated.
It can't happen. Unacceptable. So I make up for it.
Giants and Falcons, where would you rather be? And you're still taking your New York Giants plus the 6
Yeah,
here.
And this isn't a, hey, Giants, rah, rah, right the ship. That ship has sailed. Giants are getting 6 here, and the Falcons' defense has been atrocious, losing both safeties, teams scoring up and down the field on them. Plays will be there for Odell Beckham Jr., for Saquon Barkley. And I've been using this line a lot for 2 weeks. Do the Giants have any self-respect? I expect them to have their hearts broken. Maybe it's a late field goal by the Falcons kicker just signed off the street. 6 points, way too much delay, but I expect a track meet on Monday Night Football. Both teams scoring in the 30s, and again, just too big a number for a team who can't stop anybody to be laying in Atlanta. So give me the dog Giants getting 6 on Monday night.
Dolphins, Patriots, Giants are Mraz's 3-pack of NFL picks. And now for his always undefeated football food of the week, Icy chicken, icy waffles, icy a waffle maker, and I likey.
Yeah, we're going chicken and waffle sliders here, and some of this has to do with me traveling to Atlanta, a little southern infused, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And I'm avoiding the cheese. I've given you a lot of cheese for a couple weeks.
Too much.
We'll back off the cheese.
We're binded up right now.
Okay, look, you need a Belgian waffle maker. If you don't have one and you don't get one today, that's on you, okay? Mm. The year is 2018. That should be as mandatory as a dishwasher and a refrigerator in your house at this point.
Mandatory.
But you make your traditional Belgian waffles, hot press them any way you like. Every large Belgian waffle will equate to two sliders because each quarter piece of a waffle becomes, if you will, a patty on the bread of the slider.
Uh-huh.
So however many sliders you need to make to fit your party, just know that two sliders per Belgian waffle is what you need to make. Get some chicken tender breasts, okay? And you're going to bread them, and you could pan fry them if you don't have a deep fryer, or even bake them. You could go, depending on how thin the strip is, one to two strips per slider. Toothpick right through the heart of that. Serve with some sweet honey mustard. Serve with some pancake or waffle syrup. And you got waffles acting like the bread there. Fresh, hot press, no frozen, and nice, freshly made chicken tenders within it. Dipping that in the honey mustard, maybe mixing it up, dipping honey mustard and the pancake syrup. Sweetness, saltiness, buttery, bready. Ooh, yeah, mama. You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Even though you are such a blithering idiot when it comes to things like textiles, your football food of the weeks always seem completely genius. All of these seem absolutely delicious.
I'm a man of the people.
I see that we're still doing Belgium waffle, though.
Well, you can't expect waffle. Rez to know
right.
that.
Oh, I spelt that wrong in the column. Yeah. Nobody's ever going to hire me to write for them now.
Now, this is one of my favorite meals currently. This is a phenomenal tandem, fried chicken and waffle. Game changer recently, honey chipotle.
Ooh.
Or chipotle honey, depending on where you go.
Look, I'm asking
it's
a lot of people.
Together.
I'm asking a lot of people out there to head to Bath & Body Works or whatever that store is, Bed Bath & Beyond, and get themselves a hot waffle maker today.
Bath & Body Works do not sell waffle makers.
Right.
Why do you keep saying hot waffle maker? There are no cold waffle makers.
You know what I mean? A hot press. You're going to head there, get there. I can't ask them to also get honey chipotle, but if you do, more power to you. I'll trust Bogus's instincts.
Thank you.
That sounds delicious. As always, Mraz's football food of the week is undefeated, and you should check out his recipe there for that, as well as his picks and his complete breakdown of the NFL weekend. Go to our website, daoncbs.com, and check out Mraz's Up the Gut picks and Up the Gut blog. There is the Up the Gut blog, which now includes a cold open as well in it. So this is very exciting.
Well, DA, it's always included a cold open. You just haven't read it for 5 years.
No, not always. Not always. It did not begin with a cold open.
Yes, it did.
The first year?
Yes. Because you told me when I volunteered to write this, you said, why don't you model it after the show? Maybe take elements of the show. So my thing was my beginning would always be the cold open.
I thought that that was two or three seasons in.
No, that was season one. The difference is I used to start the cold open with a quote from an NFL guest we used to have and then comment on that as my lead. Now I've taken my own leads, but it's always been called the cold open.
Okay.
So I appreciate the support.
Okay. Excuse me. My bad. my bad.
This was also your idea.
Well, that's a long time ago. This is season six. My brain is rotted to now.
God, excuse me, my bad.
I am now easily entertained by the Perfect Strangers theme song. We cannot expect me to remember anything from 6 years ago.
My bad.
When we come back, we've got your Target Demo Friday, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
He did the little sit trick, but I don't know about that. I thought it was cute, but I could see all the other handlers like, okay, we get it.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Target Demo Friday to you, everybody. If you're in Boise, Idaho on 93.1 The Ticket, and you want to relive our trip out to Idaho a couple of weeks ago, we've got multiple ways for you to do so. This week's episode of Nomad, my digital travel series, captures the atmosphere of the tailgate and the game where me and Mraz were sitting right near the San Diego State bench, soaking it all in, but more importantly, having a hell of a good time at that tailgate. That's part of this week's Nomad. That is this week's episode of Nomad. Just find it on YouTube, search my name and Nomad, you'll see it there. Subscribe, won't you? That way you'll get an automatic notification when we put out the next episode early next week, which is all the places Mraz and I have eaten out there.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Very fun. Very fun episode to tape. Very fun episode to edit. Let me tell you that. Also, We've got a full pictorial, big photo album of all of the pictures we took with all of the listeners, so many of you guys, which was amazing, available on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com/TheDA Show. Like the show page, Facebook.com/TheDA Show. It is all right there, posted right now. Target Demo Friday means you can always send us what you're doing, how you're listening, and where you're at. And we'll read those coming up here in a couple of minutes. But first, time for our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Phil in Massachusetts asks, DA, I know you said earlier in the season the Patriots were vulnerable, but now you're talking about all four teams maybe winning a championship of the same year. Well, which is it? Fair question. I don't think the Patriots win a Super Bowl this year. Number one, most importantly, I think they are not the best team of the AFC. I still believe the Chiefs are, even though the Chiefs lost to them on the road last Sunday. I think that Patriots defense is so lackadaisical, so fraudulent, that they are eventually going to be had in the playoffs. They'll win this division, but I don't think they're nearly good enough to win a Super Bowl. Secondly, though, history tells us you lose a Super Bowl, you don't get back to a Super Bowl. And you certainly don't win a Super Bowl. The last time a Super Bowl loser came back to win it the next year was 1972, the undefeated Dolphins. Long time. 40 years, 45 years. This is not going to be the year that that's broken. But we know the Patriots will be in the playoffs. We know they're going to have a home game. We know they're going to win the division. I'm just saying that they're obviously in the mix because they're the Pats. But no, I don't believe that they will. And whoever faces the Red Sox in the World Series has a hell of a mountain to climb. The Red Sox right now just have so much mojo, and they win in five, so they get to rest everybody, save up their bullets, get everybody back on track and healthy, set up their starting pitching rotation, get the bullpen ready as well. That has to help them a lot, because had they gone all seven, where do you pitch Price? Where do you pitch Sale? Is Sale 100%? What do you do with Kimbrel? What do you do with the rest of that bullpen? They don't have to worry about that right now. Huge break. And let's face it, the Dodgers and the Brewers are very good teams. They're not 108 win good. So the Red Sox are four wins away right now from a championship, and that's just stacking more hardware in Boston, incredibly enough. Let's get to your Target Demo Friday, boys and girls.
It's a three-hour black hole block party. Here's what our listeners are doing as they connect to the mothership.
As always, our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Need homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance too? Get them all. Geico.com. Michael's on Facebook. Oh, Michael. Listening on 93.1 The Ticket. Making some overtime. Hashtag it's about the money.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Make that money, then eat like that. Brian's on Facebook. Listening on the Radio.com app in Southern Utah. Working over the weekend in my shop in preparation for my week-long trip to Cali for my baby sister's wedding. Watching my Eagles destroy the Panthers on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Derek's on Facebook. Yeah, uh-huh. Listening on the old transistor radio. I'm doing some burning and clearing today. Uh-huh. If anyone has any crow left over from the March Madness, bring it over and throw it on the fire. Or you can put it in that pot thing. Signed, T. Bellinger. Hashtag lemonzest.
And so we called it March Madness.
And you just add some of that lemonzest.
Uh-huh.
David's on Facebook, going to the Dollar General for some easy DG meals and listening to the podcast.
Itchy nipple chub, bro.
You know what? Give me some breakdown on the Dollar General meals, because I've bought snacks from there. I've actually bought canned soups from there. I've purchased quite a few things from Dollar General in my life. I've never had a DG meal. So they have those steaks. They always have the sale on steaks. I'm always intrigued on the dollar steaks. What are we looking at there?
only way to cook that, slow cooker.
Got to break it up.
Got to break it up because it's going to be tough.
Jason on Facebook, listing on radio.com next to the La Brea Tar Pits, getting ready to watch the Gorillas on Saturday and Willie Nelson on Sunday. Wow.
What you think about that, D.A.?
Quick question here for Mraz. Mraz, what are the La Brea Tar Pits?
Roller derby team. A shot? They still have that in some towns.
So what do you think it's like a natural creation or like...
Oh, it's not a team?
Correct. I mean, I don't think this one is a team.
So I would imagine a pit. It's probably some kind of cave in Monticello.
Monticello what?
I feel like that's like a European city. I'm taking a shot here.
So you don't even know if that's a real city in Europe?
I'm assuming it is. It sounds like it is.
I know there's a Monticello in upstate New York.
Montefiore? It's one of those.
The La Brea tar pits were actually old, kind of like quicksand tar pits back in the prehistoric days where saber-toothed tigers and other animals of that era got stuck, and so their bones are in there and can be excavated.
And what town is that in?
That's in California.
Oh, it's in America.
Yes.
I didn't even know quicksand was real. That's crazy.
Is that so?
But that was just a saying.
Not a roller derby team.
It sounded like one.
Jared's listening on 93.1 The Ticket in Boise, dropping my son off at Grandpa's house, listening to him complain about his Cardinals and Josh Rosen. He did like seeing you post the pic you took of NBA Jam while he was playing. Hashtag, this is stupid. I love that the Idaho Pizza Company had old school NBA Jam, that he was rocking it, and he had a great Josh Rosen jersey. Stay up, my friend. He'll be fine. Keep rocking NBA Jam. And remember, as always, use the Rockets. Olajuwon on the inside. Kenny Smith on the outside. You can't lose.
This is stupid.
Paul on Facebook, also on 93.1 in Boise, dropping the kids off at school. Then my daughter played D and A on her violin over and over, saying it should be the new intro song. Wow, is that right? I'd take that. Chris on Facebook in Florence, South Carolina, listening on the CBS Sports app, getting ready to head to the gym on a day off. Hashtag text styles.
Puffiness with sodium.
John's listening at work on the CBS Sports app. Really, Mraz? There's no such thing as a bad 108-win team, bro. Hashtag get him out.
Get him out.
Dante's on Facebook on 1240 in Reading, PA, driving a cab, listening to people complain about their lives like Mraz does about the Yankees and the Giants. Hashtag get him out.
Get him out.
Daryl's on Facebook, watching at watchda.com, heading into work tonight to service construction equipment. Local meat market is having a huge sale. Going to load up and get myself a pork shoulder. FYI, the only place the Chargers belong is San Diego. Hashtag done for the day.
Itchy nipple chub, bro.
I was done for the day.
And finally, Scott on 100.1 in South Carolina, attempting to get work done, but in reality, just looking at moth memes. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. Mraz didn't know what a textile was.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Textile Bowl, officially the name of the Clemson-NC State football rivalry.
What is textile? Like Calibre? Arial?
What?
Like the fonts on Microsoft? Is that what they mean?
Not text style. No, not text style. Textile is like fabric. Look, you could be wool, it could be cotton, it could be hemp.
Hump.
Hemp.
Hump.
Hemp. You can make textiles hemp out of a lot of different, yes. You think people in the fashion world just learn it by watching Project Runway? You think
yeah,
that's
well, I don't think there's really a lot to learn about fashion.
So I don't care. Who cares?
What's wrong with you? You have such a limited worldview. It's like shocking.
You know, you have your big graduation party, you enroll in college, and somebody goes, what are you going for? Textile. What? Come on, have some self-respect.
I'm out. Bye.
There's a lot of different offshoots from learning textile work, okay? There's a lot of different things you could do with that.
All right. I certainly would not.
I know. You're largely an idiot.
What? That's not right.
It is right.
Textile bowl. Take a lap.
Well, the one thing about the textile bowl is I'm a pretty big college football fan. I've never heard it called the Textile Bowl.
What, we're going to go Google Gaga?
I haven't either.
I don't know where this is. What circles? I've never watched College Game Day and they bring up the Textile Bowl.
What, do they give them a piece of hemp?
Hump.
Hemp.
Hump.
Hemp.
Hump.
When you win, you raise the hemp to the air and go, I'm the Textile Bowl champ. Doran looking to raise the hemp?
Yeah, Dave Doran did not mention that this is the Textile Bowl. We had him on the first hour.
God, that's serious.
Did you just tell everybody in textile school to take a lap?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Do something more productive with your life.
You want them to ride horses down to Deegan out of the game, too?
Like you?
Yes. Hello. One of the best shows nationally, and I'm the producer of it. I figured it out.
And yet, how can I argue this?
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Senor Pantleg tweets, I'm listening on the CBS Sports app. Got my mud boots and clipboard inspecting houses in the rain. OKC, as always, a little wet, a little drippy.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
Larry tweets, driving around for work, 1240 a.m. in Youngstown. Getting ready for an Oktoberfest-themed tailgate tomorrow for my YSU Penguins. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. And Cameron's in Christiansburg, Virginia. CBS Sports Blacksburg, go Hokies. Making the 400-mile trip to Madison, Indiana to see two of my friends tie the knot. Well done.
She's a bad girl, David.
Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer of The DA Show. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan. Unbelievable work this week at the simulcast at watchda.com. And, as always, Andrew Bogish on headlines. Be good to one another. I'm DA. The Mothership disconnects.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.